In this module, we talk about the three worlds of body, soul, and spirit, how they're divided, and their corresponding dimensions in the universe. With William's gift, he can tell us that the universe is divided into three worlds, body, soul, and spirit. We call them the three worlds. They specifically refer to the following. First, the world of the body refers to our physical body and the material world of the earth where our bodies live. Second, the world of the soul is also the world of our heart. It is different from our usual understanding. The soul is also in the material world. And three, the world of the spirit refers to the spirit created for us in the image of the God of the universe, which is a non-material world. In the dimension of the universe, the three worlds of body, soul, and spirit, each corresponds to the following. First, dimension 1 through 7 are the dimensions of the physical world of body. And second, dimensions 8 through 12 are the dimensions of the soul world. Third, dimension 13 and above, all the way to infinity, is the dimension of the world of spirit. So, just to sum up, our body is in the material world, and our soul is also in the material world, and our spirit is in the non-material world. In terms of the world of our physical body, we're quite familiar with it, so we don't need a lot of explanation. For the world of the soul, let's give some examples. Since ancient times, there have been many cultures, many legends, and many religions, all of which have stories about the existence of souls and spirits. Let's talk about the soul as an example. Because we living people have a soul, we can have the ability to learn, to imitate, and to have emotions. When our human body dies, or when the animal's body dies, the soul would return to the 8th to 12th dimension, the world of the soul. But there are some souls, after they left the body, because they still have some concerns or have some emotional burdens and other reasons, they don't leave and go back to the 8th to 12th dimension within the specified time. So they will become what's called the lonely souls in the wild by the Eastern culture, or called ghost by the Western culture. Those lonely souls often appear in the cemeteries, streams, rivers, and lakes. They don't usually come out to harass living creatures. The pine tree is also a place where those souls often stay. We'll talk about a characteristic of the pine tree in the future, but in a nutshell, when it blooms, it can help these soul energy bodies that have left the main body to go back to 8th to 12th dimension if they're willing to let go of their emotional burdens. Those souls can return through the pine tree as a gateway to go back to the world of the soul in the 8th to 12th dimensional universe. We have had such an example before. In one case, there are many souls that have left the main body and were living on the pine trees in front of some people's homes. When the people or animals in that home are weak or under some special weather conditions, those souls will invade into the body of this family. Those are the things that can hurt people and disrupt the laws of the universe. We've all had those stories around us, so we need to understand that the three worlds of body, soul, and spirit are very real. We human beings have a physical body, a heart which is our soul so we can learn, imitate, and have emotions, and we have a spirit And our spirit is the connection with the high dimensional universe and God. Therefore, the three worlds of body, soul, and spirit, as well as the higher dimensions of the universe, are all real existence.